good to be here this morning. It's good to be a Sunday school class again. Really enjoyed that. And it looked like some of you may have enjoyed it so much you just had a hard time coming back in. That's okay. We'll forgive you this time. I was just blessed by the service this morning, the thoughts that were shared in the devotional, and been reflecting here the last several days. And I'm not going to go into that a lot, but it just brought back a lot of memories to be 28 years later, close to that anyway, be renovating a building that was built and that, and I had to think of some of the changes, some of the things in those 28 years, and there's a lot. There's a lot of changes there and a lot of people not here that were there then and that were very active in building that. And I had to think in another 28, 30 years when it happens again, there's going to be some more changes if the Lord tarries, if the world lasts that long. So how does that affect us? How do we look at things? How does it, I thought the lesson this morning was so good for it's just the nuts and bolts of church life. And it's so, what really do we struggle with? What are the things that we, what are some of the hardest things that we face in church life? And what does God, what does he want for us? How should it affect us? And I think it's a challenge to each of us, a challenge to me. I'd like to read a few verses, seven verses turn back to 1 Peter chapter 1. I know that was our Sunday school lesson not too many Sunday schools ago, but that's been a while. So, the verse that stood out to me, one verse that stood out to me in today's lesson was there that, and I think when we think of struggles, trials, things that we face in life, difficulties, in chapter 1, he talks about rejoicing and thankfulness, and I think that's what, if we can have true joy and thankfulness, that's what's going to carry us through. And the verse that stood out to me there in today's lesson was, but he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see far off and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. And I think that's what too often I forget. I get my focus off of what Christ has done, what he has for us, what he is doing for us, and we focus on these temporal things that are here. We need to be active. It's God makes it clear that, I think in the creation account, that he worked, he rested on the seventh day. He told man to work, to subdue the earth, to be fruitful, replenish. He gave us work to do in this life. And I believe that's who God is. I don't think our work is done when this life is over. I think we've got work to do. It's not, there'll be things for us to do. And I'd just like to read these, starting in verse 3 to verse 9 here in 1 Peter chapter 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love, in whom though now ye see him not, yet believing ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. I'm going to stop there. I'm just going to make a few comments on this, but it's Such a beautiful passage. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy, if we can just grasp and realize that what he has done for us and what he has given to us, that inheritance, incorruptible, undefiled, something that can't be taken away from us. We can hang on to that regardless of the trials, regardless of the difficulties, the things we're facing. And he says, who are kept, that's a beautiful word, kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation. He said, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. So I think he makes it clear that it doesn't mean we're not going to face temptations. It doesn't mean we aren't going to face severe struggles. Brother Lester Burkholder is posting daily, pretty much daily, something that happened. Well, today's what, the 28th? June 28th. I don't know if I looked this morning or not, but something that happened in Anabaptist history, June 28th, somewhere, some year. And then he kind of goes through their life story, and it's really interesting to me. You know, the stories he gives, that he shares, it helps you realize that we're not promised an easy road. These people, most of those people that he's sharing with are, you know, lost their lives for their faith. And you know what? They still had joy. They went to the stake with joy, with singing, a lot of them. And despite the struggles and things they were facing, they had something, they had that hope that couldn't be taken away. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love, and whom though now ye see him not, yet believing ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. That's what we have to look forward to. So let's kneel together for prayer.